Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and just delighted to be here to meet with you again, to touch with you again, and kind of give the latest and some of the information that I've gotten from the Akashic Records. And for those of you who may want to have some information brought forth from your own Akashic Records, you know that you can call in, and we will be glad to do this for you if we can, if this is something that we can relay to you. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today was an article that has come to us out of Chicago. Actually, this is the suburban Cleveland area called the Mentor, Ohio region. And there's a gentleman, a professor, in one of the schools, Lakeland Community College, that has a lot of seismic equipment there. And he has been keeping records of seismic equipment activity in this Cleveland area for some time now. And the reason that this caught my attention is because his records indicate that the seismic activity has been increasing, so that the shakings on average are every 2 weeks since New Year's Day. And if you want to see the whole record and the information on this particular gentleman, I did post this up in the Spiritual Notebook. And this might not mean too much to you, except this Cleveland area has a tie-in with the Madrid Fault. It's the Madrid Fault starts at an area of the Ohio River that goes through there. And so it caught my attention, and I went to the records to find out if this increased seismic activity had any significance. And so it did, according to the records. And what they said is that that this was a warning mechanism, and that there is a fault beneath this Cleveland area that leads into the Madrid Fault. And basically they're saying that this is a warning to people that the earthquake activity is picking up. And they add that we have plates that are aging. In other words, they're talking about all of the plates on Earth. Actually, I had done some interesting research at Berkeley University. Has some very interesting graphics on how the Earth started from basically one plate system and how it broke into the continents that we have today over the many years of Earth history. And so when Spirit talks about plates aging, if you look at some of this graphic software that the scientists have done, you can get a feeling for what they're talking about, that we're going through a whole cycle. And so the reading says that there's aging plates and there's negativity coming from all over the world, and that's not being transmuted at the moment. And so the Earth is giving forth some warning signals. The reason I wanted to read this to you is because they brought out something that I think is extraordinarily important. And what they said was, and I'm reading this exactly from the reading right now, the warning system of itself, now they're talking about the earthquake activity and this increased seismic information, is not as important as the connection between the entity and the higher consciousness, where all events are programmed for the entity. And basically, if that's not worded in a manner that's easy to understand, what they're saying is that it's important to connect to your higher mind. And they proceed from the Akashic Records by saying, so rather than asking, is this a dire warning, the question should be rather that, am I connected to the God Self within me? This is the real question, because if you can give a positive answer to that question, you have all knowledge within yourself, and you do not need to ask another. We say these things because we have entered the Earth records for our messenger many times on this question, and the answer is the same. There are warning signs, but your commitment and desire to choose where you will be in the next several years will decide exactly what will happen to you while you are in form. And so, my friends, we're back to the same question again. We are our own creators, in a sense. We're creating our destiny by our own self-determination, our desires, working along with that God Self that is within us, that some call the higher mind that connects to the monad, which knows what we laid out before we even came into this incarnation. And so we'll have many things swirling around us, many events where we're going to need to keep our balance, many events when we have to go within and search what our destiny is and if we have the willpower to change it. And so the reading continues, and it says, for understand that all knowledge is within yourself, and you can access that knowledge. Even if you find that you were one who promised to move to the other side during an explosive dance of the physical components of Earth destruction, whether it is a tornado, the sinking of a plate, or just giving up the form in an automobile accident, you can change your future destiny. And I think that's important for us to understand that and to think about that. We can change our future destiny. What we will discuss later is about these doorways of death that are possibilities where we can move to the other side if we so choose. We don't have to go through that doorway. So continuing on with perhaps the last paragraph, it says, this is available to you as circumstances have changed, and your soul gives you the option to stay if you feel that you have more tools available for your own progression by staying in form. The decision is yours, but you will not understand your choices if you do not connect to your monad. What this reading basically is saying, the second half of this reading, advanced masters have given us this information in other books that we have put forth, is that perhaps it was quite a few years ago when you made the planning as to what you were going to accomplish in this lifetime. And so we came, like we usually come, and we progress on this path, but there have been many changes in the world. And these changes have come about because of other people's free will and because of their free will interacting with perhaps these missions that we planned before we came into this world. One of the ideas being when we might go to the other side, what we're going to finish before we actually move to the other side. And so now the world has perhaps more opportunities than it had when we were planning, more offering to us the ability to awaken, to understand our spiritual life, perhaps to meditate more and to find those paths that lead to Prime Creator. Maybe when we made those plans originally, the sort of opportunities weren't there that are there now. And so we have the right to go back and redo our contract. We might have taken a contract years ago. We're following that contract, but we can decide to stay here longer if we wish. We can rewrite that contract. But we don't know any of this unless we go within, unless we meditate, unless we connect to our higher mind and receive these answers. So for now, what I'm doing is, as I see events that seem to be of significance, I go to the records and I ask for an interpretation of those events. But what this reading is saying is, you can do this yourself. You can be warned, or you can change your path. And just as a last reminder, this reading comes from the Universal Records. They are being cared for by the cherubim, and this complete reading is in the spiritual notebook, along with the data that comes from this particular scientist in Ohio who is recording this earthquake information. Now, we're going to go to another thought, and I've had questions from people about the heat wave. I'm on the East Coast. We're getting to a situation now where our heat wave is starting to break. Perhaps many of the people who hear my voice have gone through their own heat wave. I know we've heard a lot of news from California and from the Midwest, and so I asked about the significance of this heat wave. We got into a little bit of it last week, but there was some interesting information that we didn't have a chance to discuss. And the cherubim were opening the records for the earth, and they tell us that these records are different than the records that belong to the souls, because the records that belong to the souls, where each soul is recording their information, appears to look like a book. We've discussed this in the past, the different colors of the book and the kinds of activities that the souls were involved with according to the color of their the book cover. But now they're telling us that the records on this planet look somewhat like a map. And they're telling us that there is a trail. When they follow this trail on the map, it shows them the beginning of the Earth's structure, how it was designed, the intent and support from the Creator Gods that some call the Elohim, and all that has transpired since. So our Earth has records of its own, yet a little different from human records, but nevertheless, there is a history there. And so they're talking about this trail that they are following, and it is the trail of evolution. And they tell us that many have collaborated with the Elohim in loving support. Then there were others who came who usurped or tried to usurp the authority of the Elohim because they came to confiscate the wonders of this planet, as it was rich in natural resources. And so the earth seemed like it had a lot more natural resources than some of these other civilizations. And so they came as the conqueror, trying to conquer and control the natural resources that were here. And so they talk about several groups who were here on earth. And so one of the groups were in support of love and devotion. Then there were others who were not interested in supporting anyone. They were here from the greedy perspective and were only interested in control of resources, as we said, whether they were human or natural. And then there was still another group that was in service to the self. Now, they make a distinction. Individuals can advance by service to themselves or service to others. You can advance either way, but there are some groups who are in service to themselves and they're in opposition to the light. And so there's two groups who are service to themselves. Now, there is a group, they're service to themselves, but they assist the light as a juxtaposition between the light and the dark. So what they're saying is they're offering the contrast between the light and the dark, and that makes for a certain journey that we are able to follow. So they kind of gave a little background of the fact that this trail shows the earth being created, and then we have on the earth several groups of people who are not all of a like mind. So that's kind of the background. And they're talking about the heat wave that has come is a clearing that the earth has to go through because she's had a lot of abuse from the standpoint of the negative thinking that is here, the deeds of darkness, and, you know, we have a lot going on with war and murders. We read about it in the paper. And on a lesser note, just those who have no gratitude for the earth's treasures. And there are groups that have hatred and a desire to control all of those others who are on the planet and even the planet themselves. And so, in essence, you might look at it as these different groups who were here are now playing out the manner in which they are projecting from within. And so the angels are saying that this heat wave is like the fever of a planet. And this fever is going through Gaia. She needs to heal the interior of this planet. And so the heat wave is like a fever, and it is being used to heal the interior of the planet. And the goddess that they are calling Gaia of this earth, her consciousness is healing this planet internally, just as a human would go through a fever to heal, so does this planet. She recently went through chills with the water that caused much flooding, and now she's running through a series of fevers, and soon there will be volcanic activity as these two experiences are running through their path. And after that, you will see more hurricanes and swirling waters again. And so they're basically saying that this is a pattern. Chills, fever, volcanic activity, hurricanes, and swirling waters. And it's all part of what is needed to heal the planet of all the abuse that has been wreaked upon her. And so it says the healing is coming slowly. And the fevers are running rampant because of what is happening in the Middle East. It's causing more emotional trauma among the human race from many perspectives. And this emotional play of darkness is causing a heavy burden for Mother Earth to carry. And so they admit, yes, there's many who hear her cry and meditate and send her love. But there is so much negativity going on that it's outweighing that. The Middle East we know about, but they're talking about Africa. We don't hear as much about that. And the destruction of the Amazon forest. The people dying from AIDS there, and the abandonment of children. And so when groups of people in Africa war against one another, we might not hear about them. They're fleeing their homes, they're suffering, but there's not a lot of this in the newspaper. But Mother Earth sees and feels all of this in her channels as they run through the earth. And so the angels are describing these channels. And the exterior of these channels would appear as grid lines, and that's true to a certain extent, But then from the grids, there's connecting lines which go and run. They are on the exterior of the Earth, and then they connect to other channels beneath the surface. So it's not just the grid lines on the outside of the Earth, but there is the channels that run to the interior. And so this energy goes through the grid system and inside of the Earth itself. And they talk about the damage from HEART. One of the very first shows that I did, we had Jerry Smith, interviewed him because he had written a book about HEART, and that is archived if you're so inclined to listen to that. He talks about HARP, how it's actually frying the troposphere, and how like radio waves are being sent back inside of the Earth. And what the cherubim angels are saying here is the damage that is going on into the interior because of the HARP. And that the scientist sees this as a desire to accumulate knowledge, but they're arrogantly destroying part of the inside of the Earth because they don't see this. They don't see the results of this, and some don't care. So they're saying the chills and fevers could be short-lived, but they're going to be running through a much longer period because of all that is happening to Mother Earth at this point. And so they're reinforcing the idea, perhaps, that you already know, that Gaia has a consciousness. But there are some that do not see her as a sentient being. And some see Mother Earth as something that could be utilized for their own good. So there just seem to be a lot that is unenlightened. And I guess the bottom line of this whole thing is there's a lot of work for us to do. If we love the Earth, we love Gaia, we love nature, we have to send love to the planet. She needs us. We talked about this earlier of the Ruby Ray coming to Earth. And in this message, in this reading from Akashic Records, they're talking about the Ruby Ray, that it has been sent to Earth, and this is being utilized again. It had left us, left the planet in the past, that it was a love ray from Lemuria. And they're discussing this a little bit, that as the Ruby Ray comes, it appears that it's creating chaos because it's making such change. There's going to be a lot of changes come about because of these new energies. And they're comparing it to a wedge, in a sense, that it's going to make a dividing line as to how people think, so that those who hate, their memories are even going to be bombarded more by suffering and pain that they feel. They don't know how to resolve this other than to lash out and kill, to maim and inflict suffering on others. And then the other group that is on the other side, they are going to even feel more peaceful thoughts, are even going to feel more in the moment of the now, are even going to be able to move more in the love force, because their love force is going to be growing also. And so what we're going to be seeing is these two forces, in a sense, is happening right now because of the new energies. So peace, I would say for now, the things that we need to think about is peace and love, if we can. To think of us all unified as one. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all part of this planet. We are all one. And if you can, take some time and just see everyone around this planet united in love. The more that we can envision this as our home planet being a place of peace and love and beauty, the more chance we have of bringing that here, because we're creators. We are, our soul has pieces of Prime Creator. This is what our soul is made from. Prime Creator has these abilities to create. We're here in this dense world, so our creations are not immediate. It takes a little time to actually bring them forth, but they are there. We can create in many fashions. We can bring into our lives what we truly hope and desire, and we can bring peace and love and beauty into the world. And so if none of the messages are remembered that we are giving today, may that one memory, may this one fact be remembered, that we are creators on this planet. We can bring, and we have the power to bring, the love force here. It might take some beautiful music to put us in that mood. It might take some special things like lighting candles, maybe even bringing some beautiful flowers into your space to feel the joy in the beauty. And this is what it's all about, to feel beauty, to feel love, to feel peace. And so this is the one message that I hope that you remember from our conversation today. Be a creator of beauty in your own space, and hopefully we can bring more beauty and peace from those areas where the energy is still unmanifested. This is what we're tapping into. This is what we can bring into our planet with our mind. We have the power to manifest this. We are just that great. And so, my friends, hopefully we can take a little break right now. That is, if the masters to be, who are above us, know that we would like to go into a little break right now. We're back, friends, and we're going to take a completely different course at the moment. I don't know if crop circles are of interest to you, but crop circles have always interested me. Matter of fact, on my recent trip to England, I was hoping that while we were driving around through the countryside that we would have the opportunity to actually see some formulated, but we didn't. So I have to kind of rely upon some of the websites and the pictures that these people who are involved in chasing them gather this information for us. There was a story not too long floating around on the internet about a crop circle that was formed back in 2003. And this is quite unusual. It's found at the www.lucypringle.co.uk articles Apache. And this is called the Woodboro Bridge Crop Formation. And the reason why this is so extraordinary in my mind is because, yes, a crop circle was being formed, but something a little different happened this time. There were two unmarked, probably military helicopters that flew over this crop circle as it was being formed and were trying to capture it on film. They were trying to record what was going on. And there were other people on the ground who also was aware of what was going on. So there were a couple forces interacting with one another. The crop circle being formed, the military police who were observing it, and then there were some individual people who follow the crop circle formations, who was actually watching the whole thing and had their own tapes in their recorders recording the whole thing. And the whole story is on that site that I gave you. I just think it's so fascinating because the helicopters flew in low, and there was two of them. And as the one helicopter flew in, there was a burst of energy that came from the crop circle that actually caused the helicopter to become unstable. And the only way that the helicopter could stay up in the air was actually to move away from the crop circle. So I just thought this was so extraordinary because it was an interaction between a crop circle, a military plane, and the whole thing was being recorded. So I was so intrigued with this story that I just had to go to the Akashic Records and get a little information about this story. And before the message came in about the crop circle itself, they were giving a little bit of background to crop circles in general that I think if you're interested in crop circles, you're going to be interested in this, and you probably have your own opinions anyway that might correspond to this. So after the book that is being opened is The History of Planet Earth. And in these books, they're telling us what they told us before, that they categorize all the beings that have ever had any contact with this planet in any way. And so there has been a history of extraterrestrial life that has been interested in life on this planet. And so they're talking about, in general, how life is throughout the entire cosmos. And that, of course, we're not the only souls who are exist here on this planet, that they exist on other planets. And that some of these extraterrestrials had are very much aware of our planet. They have had interactions on our planet, and some of them are actually trying to help us to evolve to a higher plane. And so, in a sense, they have a protective feeling about us humans and are trying to work along with them. So basically, we start out by saying that crop circles in general are communications that come from extraterrestrials, and that we don't always understand the message on the surface, but as we look at the crop circle, that the message comes through our subconscious. Now, some of the crop circles, are very obvious as to their meaning, and if you go to some of these websites, you can see some of the crop circles and how they are given explanations that I think when you look at them is very plausible. Some of the crop circles show the chakra system. They show the tree of life. There's a lot in there about creation in general. But then take it back to this particular crop circle. And what they talk about is that, yes, they were able to send forth this energy, and there's some explanation as to they were able to send enough energy of sufficient force to blast the helicopter in an unbalanced state, and so the operator had to take the helicopter away or else he was going to crash, and he could see that. And so this was the extraterrestrials had this means of sending forth this energy to protect the site, because what the military was trying to do was to figure out the method or the means in which this crop circle was laid down, so that they could use this mechanism and lay down their own crop circles with their own interpretation. So that's basically what the reading is saying, is this was the intent of the military at the time, and that the extraterrestrials were able to send forth enough information to knock them off course. That particular crop circle, though, had a specific meaning. And I think what I'm going to do in the future is to take some of the other crop circles and see what the Akashic Records have to say about them, how they're interpreting them, because I know I'm interested in what's coming forth in the crop circles, and perhaps you are too. And what they said about this one I thought was interesting. They're calling the extraterrestrials our elder brothers, in the sense that some of them, well, I shouldn't say some of them, perhaps all of them, I'm not sure about that, but they certainly are more developed along lines than we are. And it says, your elder brothers are seeking to comfort you. And they're talking about this particular crop circle is showing the light, the struggle between the light and the dark, and that we are coming to the ending of a cycle. We've been talking, well, there's so much out there right now about coming to the end of a cycle. And so they were sending us this crop circle to help us awaken to the fact that we are coming to the end of a cycle. And it's interesting because it's saying that basically the same thing that we read earlier, that we have the opportunity to make choices as to whether we're going to awaken, whether we're going to move to the other side, whether we're going to go through earth changes. And they were telling us in that crop circle again that we have choices to make. So I thought, and then they ended up by saying that there was another picture after the helicopters were sent on their way, so to speak. There was another crop circle that started to weave itself into the crop, and what they said of the second circle was that the second picture was another lesson in creative methods to warn humanity of their military and their government in general. And so if you're interested in that whole message, you might be interested in seeing the pictures. I found it fascinating because it's the only one that I know of where there was actually energy that was emitted from the crop circle itself to protect itself from the military, so to speak. We have given a lot of information as to the different color books that came forth from humankind, or not humankind, but when the souls were created, the different colors of books. We've also given a lot of information about how to make changes in your life. And I was in the midst of this last week, and I think it's so important that I'm going to review it a little bit this week. And someone wanted a reading. They were having problems, for lack of a better word, getting along with somebody. There was, whenever they were in interaction of some sort with them, they were feeling rage was their explanation. And this is what the Akashic Records said. When souls start to awaken, the veil of forgetfulness that was placed there when they reincarnated is gradually drawn back, and there are memories that come forth that are from this lifetime and there are some memories that are from past lifetimes. We've talked about this on other shows, about remembering events from the past, and a lot of these events, we know they're from past lifetimes when they are so charged with emotion. And so whether that emotion is love, whether it's hatred, whether it's a sense of animosity, that this needs to be examined, because there is something there that needs to be healed. There is a cord of some sort that either needs to be cut or needs to be healed. And so what the information in this particular reading was, is that this is happening with a lot of people today. They're starting to remember the past, not necessarily consciously, but subconsciously. And in our meetings with people, there are triggers that bring forth unwanted emotions. And what they're saying is that these triggers are not always from a present relationship. They're coming from the past, and that we need to cut this. And so they're saying how we can do this is meditate. First you have to meditate, and you consciously see this person in your mind's eye, the one that you're having a problem with, and you surround them with a feeling of peace and forgiveness, and you see them in a layer of pink energy, and of course, you know, this is the love. And what you're doing is you're sending this love to their higher mind in the form of pink energy. And so it goes to their higher mind, and when they are ready to receive it, it then goes down to the soul energy of the individual. And so it says, keep feeding this individual this pink love, this light within your heart, because it has a signature to the energy. And eventually that signature is, that person will understand and receive this, and finally be able to break this cord of this animosity that you had with that individual. That's some of what we can do in the present. I know I've used this system myself with some individuals that cause strong emotional triggers in my own life, and I can tell you that it really does work. It helps to heal those energies from the past and from the present, because many times those we meet in the present are those that we have, they've crossed our paths in the past. And so it makes a lot of good sense to heal all of this, because what you're doing is you're healing yourself. I wanted to just review this a little bit. I thought it was very, very important, because so much of our past right now is being brought up to the present for healing. And I guess perhaps we're coming up to the moment when we're going to be ending the show, and I would like to end it on that note, that this is a time we are being called to heal our lives, to heal, help heal the lives of those who are in our circle of friends and acquaintances, to help heal the earth. We are being called forth. This is the moment of healing. This is the moment of great love. This is the moment that we came to stand and to be of service. This perhaps is one of the most meaningful lifetimes out of all of our lifetimes that have gone before us, and we have come back because this is the moment to love. This is the moment to be in oneness. And so in this moment, I send my love to all of you who might hear my voice, whether in the present or hopefully on an archive. I join with all of you. May we circle the planet in love. May we open up our hearts and all be part of the oneness. And so for now, I say good afternoon from the very heart of Carolyn Evers, from my heart to yours. May you find love and peace today. Good night.